Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
There's a river that flows underneath all things. In that river I will swim. The first stanza from I Say, a poem by Jane Hilbery, an Indiana-born poet who now teaches literature and creative writing at Colorado College, introduces this program of her poetry on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. The Car Salesman. She likes the fact that he can't find the car on the lot or remember the price. He's dejected, has had all the hopes driven out of him. She likes that in a man. He grew up looking for birds, he tells her, can identify them now just by the silhouette. In the morning, he scouts out where the owls will be, goes home for a cup of coffee, then comes back later to find them. He doesn't wear a ring. She imagines taking him with her to concerts at the Fine Arts Center, would like to come in on his arm, surprise her colleagues with her taste in men. She would like to taste this man, if only once, sit with him in a bar, drinking beers and laughing at the Ford Corporation. She would like to get drunk and dance with him to the amateur band, playing songs of the 70s, or stay cool and sober as a chalked cue, and win game after game of pool, the men's quarters lined up on the polished edges of the table. After work, she'd sit beside him in his truck and loosen his tie, loosen his laugh. Sitting in his makeshift office, she feels his depression, like the black hair that creeps out of the neck of his shirt. She feels the sadness of everything he's never dared to want, doling out cars to those who can afford them and those who can't. Now he's telling his wife on the phone, "No, I don't want to, but I will," then making a note of that errand he plans to forget. He's hearing the pull of the tides on Cape Cod. "When I came here in 1969, people couldn't understand what I was saying. It was like I was talking another language." He's still talking his own language, the man who needs to sell cars. "Just give me one more chance," he asks her on the phone, and whose heart trails after birds. "Sometimes it's so beautiful what he sees when he's out in the woods," he says. "He feels inspired." He thinks how he would write it down. Then when he gets home, it's gone, flown like some bird he can't identify, flown like something in his life he's been trying to get a glimpse of, something he was sure he'd recognize immediately if he saw it, just from the silhouette. Listening. "You can keep a dead person's spirit with you for 4 years, a Lakota healer says, but if you do, you must attend to nothing else those years, then let the spirit go. In my yard, a flicker pecks at the dried grass, flight compressed into its tiny form. Once when my spirit tried to leave, when I became too scared to live, Rose kept me with her. She made me meals, put me to bed on her couch. After she died, I kept looking for a sign, the yellow flowers hatching in December, a tiny rainbow that bloomed between clouds. I saw someone at the movies last night who looked like Rose, but younger, happy, motioning and mouthing something to her lover who had just stepped inside. The last time I saw Rose, I read to her. She couldn't speak, but she opened her eyes and spelled on the chart that looked like a Ouija board, 'I'm listening. I just like to close my eyes.' It took so long to spell it out. The woman in the movie theater is alive, waving at her friend, forming words with her lips, but not saying them because she knows he can't hear them across such a distance. Train. I catch only a glimpse of the face I love flickering at the window as I stand in the weeds with my boxes. If only we could stop the train long enough to exchange our gifts. Who would mind the parting then, embracing on the iron step, holding each other's faces still for 1 minute? Then the whistle opens like a scream, the wheels grab the rails, and the body of white steam rises. These poems on today's Poets Weave program are by Jane Hilbery. I am Jenny Kander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.